welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody's having a terrific Thursday today. Lots of stuff going on, as always, over here at Healthmaster. Staying busy, getting you guys all of your products out to you in a fast and timely manner. And how are you doing today, Deb?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful today. It's a little bit overcast, so it's really kind of a nice day outside. So doing great. In fact, I'm doing a whole lot better than Senator John McCain, who has been diagnosed with a malignant brain tumor, the same one that killed Teddy Kennedy. It's a glial tumor. The survival rate is extremely short. They're giving him 18 months, but reality is it usually doesn't last that long. Usually that type of tumor is anywhere from 3 to 6 months to 12 months at the max. So John McCain basically better make peace with his maker, whoever he thinks his maker is. I mean, strange man. I'm not trying to speak badly of him, but I have no respect for him, and you guys know that. I'm not going to sit here and try to go woe is me for John McCain right now. But I do want to talk about the problems with brain cancer and what's happening, guys. A lot of this, there's two major causes right now of brain cancer, and we got to stay with me on this. This is really important. Number one is aspartame, diet sodas, diet drinks. So many people don't realize that when you combine aspartame with nitrite, so if you have a pepperoni pizza and a diet soda, or if you drink something like Crystal Light and have a ham sandwich, or you go out and have, a glass of iced tea that you sweeten with NutraSweet, and you eat any kind of pork that's been seasoned or beef that's been seasoned with sodium nitrite as a flavoring preservative, you create what's called the dichediopeperazine in the brain. It's neurochemistry, and that degrades to form what's called the nitrosuria. And nitrosureas are one of the most effective agents known to man for producing malignant brain tumors in laboratory animals. Second reason, cell phones. Guys, I don't know what to say about cell phones, except don't put them next to your head unless you're using some type of blocking device, unless you're using some type of speakerphone. Don't get them near your head. Keep them at least a foot away. Don't put them near your temples. I know people, Austin, who literally stay on their cell phones for 2 and 3 hours a day pressed against their head, which I imagine John McCain probably did that because he probably didn't have the ability to listen to a cell phone on a speakerphone for extended periods of time because of the confidentiality of the things that he was involved in. So anyhow, I hope and pray that he can find a person who is basically a health, nutrition-oriented guy like we did with Paul, who came down with brain cancer, same type of tumor, was given 90 days to live, and basically up to 6 months with $1 million in therapy. Regardless, the same output was the same output, the same outcome was the same outcome. It was dead within 6 months. So John McCain, like I said, he needs to make peace with Yeshua and with Yahweh. He needs to repent for a lot of the stuff that he's done, and he needs to realize that, time's about up for him on this planet. Unless he could find somebody who can help him the way Paul did. So I just wanted to bring that as my first story of the day, Austin. What do you think?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, it is very common in the cell phones. I've talked about it numerous times. They're massively undervalued as far as what the radiation numbers really are. They downplay them. They're not where they're much higher than they really appear to be when they actually test them in real world scenarios. A lot of the times when the cell phone manufacturers test for the radiation exposure, they do them, from specific feet away. They don't actually do them up next to the body where they are most of the time. But also too, this is an article and I haven't gone in the detail in this yet. I'm doing a little bit more research on it. I definitely found the subtext that came from the UN's website, and what's pretty strange about this, I found online as well on the commonsenseevaluation.com, and what it is from UN.org, and it talks about basically the UN population, repopulation plan to replace the United States, France, Italy, UK, Republic of Korea, Russia, and Japan with a massive amount of immigration. They're saying in here the United Nations projections indicates that over the next 50 years, the population of virtually all countries of Europe, as well as Japan, will face population decline and population aging. Focusing on these two striking and critical Population Trends, the report considers replacement migration for 8 low fertility countries, which include France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Republic of Korea, Russian Federation, United Kingdom, United States, and 2 regions, Europe and the European Union. Replacement migration refers to the international migration that a country would need to offset population decline and population aging resulting from low fertility and mortality rates. And I pulled up right here, and it says, in the absence of migration, the figure shown that it would be necessary to raise the upper limit of the working age in the United States to 66.9 years of age to obtain a potential support ratio of 3.0 in 2050 and to about 74 years of age in order to obtain in 2050 the same potential support ratio observed in 1995 inside of the United States, showing here that the replacement migration is necessary from high population density countries. What they're saying here is, in essence, is that this massive immigration we're seeing from these Muslim countries, as I told you before, is not an accident. Now the UN's coming out mainstream and justifying it, saying that it not only is necessary, it's a good thing and it's a required thing, and that we need to accept it and allow these millions of Muslims to come into this country and repopulate for us, because we won't know what to do with ourselves in the next 20 to 30 years because of the lower population curve. The problem that it's not addressing in this article with the UN, which they don't address a lot of realistic things most of the time anyways, is that most of these individuals that are coming into this country have no significant skill sets in first world countries. Most of them don't know English, nor do they want to learn English or any of the normal aspects related to American culture. They simply want to come here and only push Sharia law. But again, the top globalists in the UN already know this. But I thought this was pretty wild now the UN's coming out mainstream with it, which shows me, as we've already seen before, that they're about to massively ramp up their Muslim immigration tactics in Europe and in the United States, if they're actually releasing this now, Dad, on their website, which I have seen it now. I don't know exactly how far they're planning to push this, but the fact they're going mainstream with it, they're letting everybody know that it's a required thing from the UN, which they always like to do that, that we have to do it, we have to follow the UN's lead on it, which I can't stand the United Nations at all. This is pretty creepy that they're trying to do this, but it doesn't surprise me at all, considering how much they've been trying to push this Muslim migration so much over the last couple of years.
This is a complete and total lie. It's a lie. We have 100 million people right now not working in the United States.
Yeah.
Because they can't find jobs, or they don't want jobs. We have computers and robots and all kinds of other technological advances that we've had now for the past 20, 30 years, which has decimated the automobile industry. They don't paint cars by hand anymore. They don't put most bolts in by hand anymore. It's all done with computers and machines and robots, which produce a better product because they don't have to worry about the problems associated with somebody showing up drunk on work or on drugs. So we have 100 million people right now, a third of the population basically, that doesn't want to work or can't find a job. We don't need to increase the population in order to bring more people in to fulfill job sites. It's not necessary. All of this is complete and total lies, because what they're doing is the globalists, the Satanists, the Sabbatean Kabbalists that run the United Nations. Remember, the United Nations is run and funded by the Mossad, and the Rothschild family, and by the United States, primarily with the money that we pour into it. The United Nations is a completely and totally corrupt organization. It is as corrupt as the U.S. Congress is. And they're completely and totally lying to you because they want to get rid of white people. That's the problem. And they say, well, gosh, Ted, you talk a lot about white people. I said, well, because they've pretty much done what they've done to us now in the past 70 years with fluoride to lower the fertility rates, with Gardasil to lower the fertility rates, with these immunizations to lower the fertility rates, with autism to lower the fertility rates, with 60 million abortions to lower the birth rates. All of these things have been done to us on purpose because they want to destroy the Protestant work ethic in the United States, period. That's it. And it's pretty much gone. I mean, I can't even say anything about it except it's pretty much gone. You know, we had one of our customers wrote us a really nice email the other day and said, he listens to me and you, it's like listening to old school. And we are both old school, because I mentioned that yesterday on the show also. You know, we have to teach our children how to work. We can't let them be snowflakes and wonder what they're going to do with their liberal agendas. Sweden has gotten so bad now with their liberal youth party, I guess that's what they call their snowflakes in the years above the snowflakes in Sweden, that now they want to legalize in Sweden necrophilia and child pornography. I don't even know what to say with this. The Swedish Liberal Youth Party is calling for the legalization of necrophilia, which is basically sex with dead people. I don't even know where they see stuff like this. Polygamy, incest, and sex with animals, bestiality. It also wants open borders with ruthless, this is a quote, ruthless mass immigration. This party is affiliated with the Liberals, People's Party, which, although was once considered to be centrist, is now actually seen as conservative. This is the conservative party. Those who advocate giving ISIS free housing are considered as leftist. In truth, none of these descriptions mean anything. All of Sweden and most of the world are in the grips of an ideology called collectivism, with various factions vying with each other, not over beliefs, but merely over who will hold power. I mean, when I read this, I couldn't even believe these guys are actually doing this. They're also pushing feminism and anti-racism. I don't even know what that means either, when you don't want Muslims coming in or raping your women. And they're saying that basically the Sweden's coalition government from 2006 to 2014 has been taken over by these groups of people. Typically positioned as centrist, the Liberal People's Party is now seen again as more conservative. I mean, Austin, I don't even know what kind of special kind of stupid this is to have these guys saying this kind of stuff and making them really want the world to believe how far out Sweden has become. So apparently, the government wants this massive immigration of Muslims into the country. Apparently, Germany's government wants it into Germany. You guys have to understand something. This is what makes the United States so different. Germany, Sweden, Denmark, France, not Italy yet, but most of these countries in Europe are secularized. They don't go to church. They don't talk about Jesus. They don't pray. They don't see one religion as any better than any other religion. So they really don't care if their people in power are Christians or atheists or gays or communists or Muslims. It doesn't make any difference. They don't care. That's where they've taken Europe. Europe is always the basket, the template, the beta test, so to speak, of where they want the United States to go. When you go to Europe, you will not believe how liberal they are. You have people having sex in public parks. You have people laying nude in public parks with children running around nude. You have people going into steam rooms and saunas, females and males together in just public places, just nude. I mean, all of this stuff is okay with them. So they see the human body and all of the sin that they're involved in as being okay. They don't think there's anything wrong with it. So why in the world would Sweden not think that having sex with dead people, which is about as sick as it gets, be okay? And child porn is going to be okay. See, this is where they want to take us, where every thought of every man was evil all the time. Genesis chapter 6. And guys, here's what's so stupid about this. When they're under Sharia law, and their women are being raped, and their women are being beheaded, and they're having their hands cut off with Sharia law, and all the things that go along with Sharia law and a true Muslim caliphate like they have in Saudi Arabia, when they have their annual beheadings at the beginning of the year, they cut people's arms and legs, and not our legs off, they cut their hands off for stealing. When all of that starts, I don't know who they're going to complain to, because the government's going to be gone, the Muslims are going to be in charge, and this entire country that they were in is going to be basically down in HE double sticks. That's what these stupid liberal weirdos have no idea that they're endorsing. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. And I'm certainly not a liberal. I'm a libertarian. I believe people should be left alone. And people should be allowed to do whatever they want to do within reason, unless it's morally repugnant against the will of God. Then I say, okay, we got to put a big stop to this. And these guys over in Europe, they simply don't care about any of this, because Jesus Christ has been removed from their entire civilization almost half a century ago, Austin. And they've had two or three or four generations raised now entirely out of church. And that's where we get this perversion from. Son, what do you think?
Yeah, that's exactly where it's headed now. And now, for some reason, this ideology that they're all embracing as far as bringing more migrants so they can pillage and rape the country, whatever positive aspect they see behind that, I really don't know. I really don't understand that one bit. But it is very, very odd to me. I mean, everything is, like you said, it's all trying to turn so upside down that everything good is essentially has to turn evil, and everything evil is what they're calling good now. That's where it's headed. And I mean, even with the currency, with everything, it's all going that direction. I mean, with the UN releasing that, all this stuff now that's coming out, even with Visa, I just saw this yesterday. It's from Michael Snyder. This is crazy. I never heard about this at all. Before today, I never heard of the Visa Cashless Challenge. And today, the cashless society is becoming more of a shove. And I've warned and warned and warned about this for years. And a lot of people don't take it seriously because so many people are wrapped up on their cell phones with their phone pay and their credit card pay. And hardly anybody has cash anymore. And I'm constantly telling people and preaching to them about this just because I'm like, listen, guys, you need to make sure you're not fully reliant on this stuff. You have to start using some type of cash, or else the less cash we use, the more demand it's going to show for the cashless society. Well, Visa now basically came out and announced it's launching a major effort to encourage businesses to go cashless. They said to encourage businesses to go cashless, Visa is announcing the Visa Cashless Challenge with a call to action for small business restaurants, cafes, and food truck owners to describe what cashless means for them, their employees, and customers. Visa will be awarding up to $500,000 to 50 eligible U.S.-based small restaurant, business, food service owners who commit to joining the 100% cashless quest. Visa came out and said, and I quote, "At Visa, we believe you can be everywhere you want to be and that it should be easier to pay and be paid in more ways than ever, whether it's your phone, card, wearable, or other device," said Jack Forstall, head of the global merchant solution, Visa Inc. He said, with 70% of the world or more than 50 billion people connected via mobile device by 2020, we have an incredible opportunity to educate merchants and consumers alike on the effectiveness of going cashless. Now, of course, Visa would love to eliminate the use of cash entirely because it would mean more profits to them. And remember, these guys make anywhere from 2, 3, 4% transaction fees on every single transaction. Understand that. That's why a lot of times when you go places, they'll say, this is the cash price. You go to buy a trailer, they'll say, this is the cash price. You go to buy a gun, this is the cash price. You want to put it on a card, it's a 3% transaction fee all across the board. I've witnessed that for years. It's because merchant services charge you like 2 to 3%. That's what we deal with on our online transaction all the time. Now, of course, a cashless system, though, as I've told you guys before, is heavily pushed by the government because with such systems, it will allow them to monitor and track the behavior of their citizens more closely. Anytime they can have a record of every single place you've been, every single thing you've bought, every single thing you've used, that allows them to monitor you more closely, build a bigger, more detailed profile on them, on you, and allow them to essentially monitor every aspect of your life. Speaking of Sweden, Dad, over in Sweden, many banks now no longer even take or give out cash in a lot of instances. About 95% of the retail transactions in the entire country are now cashless. Sweden has been the beta test for the globalist model now for about the last decade and a half, where from migration to just total lawlessness to total just no religious beliefs as far as what they're trying to push there in a lot of the society, to this huge Muslim invasion, to the huge cashless society push, Sweden has been the epicenter of a lot of this. And of course, even in the EU as a whole, it's rapidly moving in the direction of phasing out cash. You have talked about before, there's multiple countries now that have basically put restrictions on how much money you can even take out, how much money you can even have on your person. I think in Italy or France, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but you can't even do more than a 5,000 euro transaction. It's illegal. You can't even do it. $5,000 transaction or more, it's illegal. And that's what they want to do with everybody. If the government authorities can watch, track, and monitor everything we do everywhere we go, that completely solidifies them for putting us in a tyrannical police state. Going cashless also has the potential to allow government authorities to act as gatekeepers for the system. And this is what I've warned about so much, where is essentially the government will require all of us to meet certain conditions, such as implantable devices or vaccines or whatever else caveat they want to add on top of it, before we're allowed to participate in this cashless system that's going to be the new latest and greatest thing, and you're going to be left out, and they're not going to allow you to be in it unless you follow exactly what they tell you. And if you refuse to meet these conditions, you're not going to be able to buy, sell, open a bank account, get a job, go use a restaurant, go out to eat, because they're going to be cashless societies, cashless restaurants, all this stuff, guys, is all starting to come together now. And we have to understand, the only thing that we can do to slow it down is to make sure we use cash as much as possible. The more cash in circulation, the more transactions with cash, the more showing a demand for cash, the harder it's going to be for them to push this on society. If we all just sit back and go, okay, cash is old school, we're not old school, we want to be new school, give us the cards. They already got chips on our credit cards, guys. They've already forced all of us to do it, and we've all capitulated. We've all eventually capitulated to it. We've waited. All of us have waited. I know a lot of us have sat back. I'm not getting a chip. I'm not getting a chip. Well, the cards expired eventually, didn't they? And then they said, the only way you're going to be able to use this card is we're giving you one with a chip in it. And you see, either don't use the card at all, don't get the points, don't get the cash back, don't have the luxury of being able to use the card whenever you want, or you basically capitulate and you start using the card with a chip in it. We've already compromised at that point. This is where it's headed next. Using cash as much as possible is the only option we have right now to keep this going, Dad, because now that Visa is going full-blown, we're going to give you $500,000 to 50 different restaurants to go fully cashless. These guys are not slowing down at all now. They're in full-blown globalist panic mode because they have to get this cashless society in order.
Mark of the beast, baby. Oh, by the way, 2018 Olympics. No gender testing will be done for athletes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. There you go. The International Olympic Committee, in charge of making the rules for the 2018 Winter Games in South Korea, said there will be no sex or gender testing required for the upcoming games. So, basically, if you want to be a guy and you feel like a girl that day, you can go ahead and run as a girl. And no gender and no testosterone testing, apparently. So it's going to be one of those crazy things that, do they realize that how many different levels of wrong this is? I mean, you have a female that's trained her entire life for the Olympic Games, and you have a guy just show up. I mean, you know, Ben Johnson a few years ago from Canada was running some tests and ended up basically getting disqualified from the Olympic Games. Now, apparently, you can run as much tests as you want to make any difference. You can compete as a female, and you can do what you want to do. I feel so sorry for the female athletes because of this, because they're going to get some muscled-up guy who sees himself as a girl that day and basically going to want to do this. I mean, this is some sick stuff, man. But I want to cover that, because I was wondering what they were going to do with all of these kids in these schools now identifying as a different sex and competing, and nobody saying anything to put a stop to it because it's not politically correct. Guys, I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm about to start fussing here, and I don't want to do that. I don't care if it's politically correct or not. I don't care. 90% of what we talk about on this show is not considered okay to talk about politically, but Austin and I don't care. I'm telling you what's going on. You don't need a boy out there basically outrunning a girl saying, oh, how cool this is. This is transgender. That's sick. There's nothing okay about any of this stuff. I don't care. If they're a bunch of perverts and they want to have their own bathroom and they let them use they give them their separate bathroom, I could care less if we put a bunch of transgender weirdos in their own bathroom, as long as they don't have to use the bathroom with me or with my kids. I don't care. I could care less. That's the libertarian in me. But when you start putting them in the bathroom with my children, I got a problem with that. You start putting them in the bathroom with me, to be honest with you, I got a problem with that. A bunch of weirdos. Some guy comes walking into the doggone woman's bathroom. The other day we were over at that German bakery I told you about, and some transvestite walks up and And oh my God, that was one ugly transvestite. And I couldn't even believe it. I sat there and looked, and I had to turn my back on the table so I looked the other way because of the repulsion I felt in my spirit. Guys, this is what the Sabbatean Kabbalists are doing. It's to turn everything upside down that God made one way to raise their serpent God from the pit. And it's not supposed to be politically correct for me to even tell you that. And that's why I brought on Dr. Terrell, because I want you to know that, because that's who's running the planet, because these are the whack bags that print the money that will control everything. These guys are a bunch of sickos. And the problem is, because they've got the money, and it's the same thing that Austin and I told you guys last year. If Donald Trump does not get rid of the doggone Federal Reserve, nothing is going to change. Oh, by the way, Rand Paul, I will give him kudos where it's due. He has basically called out the insurance companies and basically Obamacare too. He called it out and he stood single-handedly against this. And there's going to be another $200 billion payout for the insurance companies. This is complete and total nonsense what was going to happen with these insurance companies. And I'm so glad that Rand Paul stood against this. And if you go to Chuck Baldwin's website, he's got an excellent article he wrote on this. Bravo, Rand Paul. Bravo, Chuck Baldwin. Bravo, Donald Trump, for not wanting this thing to go through. Guys, Obamacare needs to be repealed. Forcing people to have health insurance or putting a gun to their head and taking it out of their taxes is nonsense. If I don't want to have insurance, which you all know I don't have health care insurance, I have liability insurance on my automobiles for medical coverage, and I've got workman's comp at the office. If I don't have health care, why in the world am I being forced to pay for this for something I don't even want? Guys, this is like telling me, you got to buy a Volkswagen this week. Well, how about if I don't want to buy a Volkswagen this week? It doesn't make any difference. You're going to pay it. We're going to give it to you as a tax, and you're going to be forced to do this. But I don't want one. It doesn't make a difference to us. We're going to make you buy a Volkswagen. That's exactly what they've done with healthcare. Austin, I got to stop for a second and calm down. What do you think?
Yeah, that's why I brought it up so many times with Rand Paul, what he kept coming out with. Because, I mean, it's literally the definition of robbery, of theft. That's exactly what it is. I mean, you're illegally taking a person's property for something that they didn't authorize. That's what it is. I mean, it's services without that person's permission or consent, illegal taking of another person's property. That's actually the definition of theft. I just pulled it up. That's what it is. You're going to buy it. Well, I don't want to buy it. Well, we're going to make you pay for it, and then you're still not going to have insurance. So let me get this straight. If I don't want it and I don't buy it, you're still going to fine me thousands of dollars that I have to pay to you, or else you basically fine me even more until you try and jail me, and then at that point, I still don't have insurance that you're forcing me to pay for. It boggled my mind when I saw this back in 2010. Boggled my mind when I heard about it. Could not even believe, did not ever believe that they would get that passed through. Did not ever think. I was like, no, it's not going to happen. Obamacare, they're going to try and push it through. It's nonsense. It's whatever. So they're never going to get that fine through. So they're never going to be able to forcibly extract money from the citizens of this country for not having health insurance. I was wrong, boy. I did not realize to the level of theft that the United States government had stooped down to under the control of the globalists and the Federal Reserve Bank. So, yes, I'm extremely glad that Rand Paul stood up for this. He's been talking about this for weeks. All it is a massive multi-hundred-billion-dollar bailout that the taxpayers have to foot again to the insurance companies that literally make tens of billions of dollars a year at each company. It's ridiculous. But on a nutritional note, I want to talk about this today with Dad. I talked about this a couple weeks ago. Dad talked about it again today on one of the emails that he was looking at, and you know, we've talked to people before about the usage of PPIs, the proton pump inhibitors, and the article that I referred back to back from the Washington University School of Medicine from a week and a half ago, their studies have already shown that Prevacid, Prilosec, Nexium, all these ones now have issues with kidney damage, bone fractures, dementia, all that now. The senior author, Zilad Ali, from this Washington University School of Medicine that just came out a couple weeks ago, showed there's a massive increase in the risk of death among PPI users. They said when they compared the patients taking H2 blockers with those taking PPIs for 1 to 2 years, we found that those on PPIs had at least a 50% increase of death of dying over the next 5 years. And they went on to say there that the PPIs are massively overprescribed. They should only be used for a few weeks at a time. But as we know, that is not the case. We know many of people that have been on these compounds for years and years in years on end, and it is not a healthy thing to be on whatsoever. But again, the pharmaceuticals like to make their billions off drugs that don't do anything productive long term except kill people, because then it feeds the healthcare industrial complex. But I want to make sure we address that again, Dad, because I know you wanted to talk about it today.
Well, if you're on my personal email list, you got an extensive article on this morning. And guys, here's the thing. You know, all we can do is tell you guys the truth. I mean, from all the research that we've done and all the research that I've done and all the college that I've had, I mean, good Lord, I spent 400 hours in the biochemical genetics lab at Florida State. I don't know what to do when people are just look at me with a blank look on their face when I tell them what things do, like with the aspartame with the brain tumors or the PPIs with the Alzheimer's and all these different things that are going on. All we can do is do our best to help you. That's all we can do. Because the truth of the matter is, I mean, we now know that if a woman takes antidepressant drugs when she's pregnant, that it massively increases the risks of autism in the child who's born to her. I mean, if you weren't depressed enough being pregnant or whatever the mood swings were all about, now you have a child with autism because of what you did, how depressed are you going to get now? I mean, this whole thing that we've done to our country with this political correct garbage is what it is. See, and I think that's why I thank God I was raised by German parents, okay? I really do, because my mom, she was hardcore, man. She was hardcore. She made it through World War II and didn't get killed. Almost got killed, but didn't die. My dad, you know, he went over to Germany after World War II because he was born in this country. Met her, brought her back. But she was a hardcore German, toughened by World War I, toughened by World War II, toughened by the Weimar Republic. And she's always told me, she says, Ted, you say you're going to do it, do it. If you say you're not going to do it, don't do it. Don't be playing games with people, making commitments that you're not going to keep. You got a bill you got to pay, pay the bill, pay it on time. You tell somebody you're going to be there at 2 o'clock, split the doggone 1 and the 2 and the 12 and be there at 2. Be there when you say you're going to be there. Do what you say you're going to do. That's how I was raised. Old school, hardcore. And, you know, guys, I thank God Almighty that I was raised that way, because she taught me to tell the truth regardless of the consequences to me or other people around me, which sometimes you got to be careful what you say around other people, because sometimes you can drag people into a ditch. I try not to do that. That's why you've heard me say so many times on the show that I know a lot of stuff about a lot of people, especially these speakers on these international circuits that I personally know, and I say I won't mention names on who did this or who did that, unless it was like Bill Cosby, who's just a scumbucket, and that guy's just the weirdo, okay? And I brought him up and told you guys in detail what it was like with him on the circuit and what he acted like. So, I mean, I don't mind doing that when someone comes out, you know, 20 years later and they find out to be somebody who likes to rape women with gateway rape drugs and has done it repeatedly. I mean, none of that's okay with me. And for anybody who have, here's the problem. No, I'm not going there. I don't have too much other stuff to talk about. I'm going to drop Cosby. By the way, the U.S. nuclear arsenal is controlled by 1970s computers with 8-inch floppy disks. I'm going to repeat this. The U.S. nuclear arsenal is controlled by 1970s computers with 8-inch floppy disks. The Government Accountability Office reports details of museum-ready machines controlling force messaging systems that are completely and totally obsolete. A report into the state of the U.S. government released by congressional investigators have revealed that the country is spending around $60 billion to maintain museum-ready computers, which do not even know how to operate anymore as their creators have retired. Now, I'm going to stop here for a second because I'm not going to read the rest of this article to you. This shows you how antiquated nuclear weapons are. If nuclear weapons were the front edge of our military right now, all of this stuff would have been upgraded decades ago. We have space-based weapons platform systems that can decimate entire regions of a country with scalar waves, scalar-based Tesla systems. Dr. Judy Wood is convinced this is how the trade towers were taken down, and talks about in her book how cars broke into flames a mile away. apparently as some type of space-based weapon system was being focused onto the trade towers because it burst them into flames from the heat being generated. Guys, nuclear weapons are a joke compared to what we have right now. It's like saying a Model T Ford or a 1930 Studebaker is as good as it's going to get as far as an automobile. That's how far back the technology goes with nuclear weapons. Nuclear weapons are used for obfuscation to scare the masses with mushroom clouds on the horizon. I'm going to say it again, and I said it on Dave Hodges' show the other night, and I've told you guys this before. Nuclear weapons will never be released in the world on a large-scale basis. There may be an accident somewhere or a false flag somewhere, but they don't need that technology. It is antiquated. It is old. It doesn't even have to be there anymore. They use it to scare you to maintain the negative energy field around the planet. That's all it is. Saddam Hussein, weapons of mass destruction. He has nuclear weapons. No, he didn't. It was a complete and total lie. Did not have any weapons in there of mass destruction. And we decided to take out his country. And when we went into his country and we found out he had no nuclear weapons and no weapons of mass destruction, we promptly had him hanged. I mean, we just had him hanged. We didn't put him back in power. We had him hanged. The United States has been taken over by this Sabbatean Kabbalist mafia group that runs the money supply. It happened in 1913. They try over and over, even in that war of 1812, to get this central bank into the United States. They finally did it in 1913. And we've been under their boot for the last over 100 years now. And guys, these are the guys that are pushing these sicko agendas all over the planet, including keeping us in a fear-based mindset. Remember, like I mentioned on the show last Friday, 20 to 30,000 children are sacrificed daily globally, and those are small numbers. It's probably much higher. And that does not include abortions. Guys, this is how sick these people are, these psychopaths, sociopaths, who basically have been, their bloodlines have been basically bred to take all care, all empathy, all sympathy out of the people they have destroyed. I mean, why in the world do these people just go in and bomb people by the hundreds of thousands and millions of people in Iraq and these Middle Eastern countries and just kill them for no reason? Because they simply don't care, because they're serving their Lord and Master, Lucifer. As for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh and Yeshua. And I will not tolerate these types of whack bags doing this kind of nonsense, and nor will I capitulate to them, and nor will I accept the mark of the beast, Austin. So I thought I'd mention all that today, but I want to let you guys know that our nuclear arsenal, they're not spending $60 billion a year. That's more lies. They're spending $60 billion on all of the new systems they have. This whole thing is a giant black hole with the Pentagon, with all of the money they spent, bud, and the $9 trillion, $10 trillion they can't account for now. What do you think?
That's exactly what it is. That's why the other day I said when Trump bumped our military budget up $50 billion and then Congress said, well, that's not enough. We had another $30 billion added on top of that, bumping up the budget to another $80 billion more than it was last year. They're not doing all this. Everything, the F-35's a fiasco. The F-22's a fiasco. These doob things they're trying to do. Exactly. You're using them as obfuscation to funnel money into other aspects of stuff. You sit there and telling me that you have to buy, oh, we need to fix these MRAPs and we need to do this stuff. The only thing they're doing other than obfuscation with that is they're funneling this money into the military industrial complex, to the other contractors and the other manufacturers, to make these guys incredibly wealthy. I mean, there's a lot of these contractors that have literally turned into multi-millionaires just in a few years from supplying weapons, supplying munitions, supplying parts, supplying MRAPs to the military. You know, they went back before, I told you guys before, and they went and did audits on stuff, and they would say, oh yeah, well, this crescent wrench is $450. That's the bill on it to the U.S. military. Oh yeah, this socket set right here is $4,800. Oh, this impact wrench is $22,000. Astronomical numbers that don't even make sense to a stupid person, can't even understand the numbers. They're so insane. And we're supposed to sit back and believe that's actually what they're paying for this stuff, or that somebody wasn't getting a kickback, somebody didn't have an overbloated contract to make more money and skim more money off the top. That's what all this stuff skims down to. And then now we're funneling billions upon billions upon billions of dollars, as Ted just said, in this black hole where all this money's going, where we don't know where anything's at. You talk to the military, everything's running down, nothing's getting maintained, nobody's getting parts, but yet we're spending another $80 billion in the U.S. military again this year, as we bumped it up last year, we bumped it up the year before. And everybody you talk to in the military saying, this is obsolete, this is falling apart, this isn't getting maintained, we're not getting any money, but the budget keeps going up every year. Where are the tens of billions of dollars that keep getting segmented to our departments and our areas that disappear and nobody sees? And as Dad just said, when we released all that last year, it showed that the Pentagon couldn't account for like $9 trillion over the last 15 years. $9 trillion. This is a T. Like half of the entire debt load of the United States as far as what we owe the Federal Reserve just on the books. That doesn't really light off some sirens to anybody to realize there's something else going on here, that all this other stuff is obfuscation. There's a lot more going on below the surface that nobody even sees. Also, two news in France, you know, the parliament, as far as I'm not mistaken, they were talking about mandatory vaccinations. You know, Italy had basically already done this. But it looks like now that they have come in, and the French government has announced now that parents will be required to vaccinate their children starting next year. The policy makes it compulsory to get all of the 11 vaccines that are universally recommended by the health authorities. This news comes shortly after Italy put a similar decree out in place, forcing children to get 10 vaccines before enrolling in school. Those in Italy who fail to get their kids vaccinated prior to starting school when they are 6 will face significant fines from the Italian government. Specific details on how the French law will be enforced have not yet been revealed. A lot of experts are believing they're not going to be as rough as Italy as far as excessive fines, but that's where it's headed. This is where they're starting to do this now. Again, they can't physically force you to take these vaccines, as I said that before. There's something very odd about this, the globalists and the satanic elite and what they push. They cannot force you to get strapped down and be injected with these vaccines, but they can do anything and everything they can, like not allowing your children to go to school, not providing you with public education, fining you tens of thousands of dollars, like they already do with so many other things now. That's where it's headed in the United States. We already see multiple states like California that are forcing people to be vaccinated, not allowing religious exemptions, not allowing any significant exemptions whatsoever. They are trying to push this vaccine agenda to completely ruin the mindset, the IQ, the mental acuity of the population over the next 10 to 20, 30 years, as I just talked about with the UN mass population agenda, where they want to bring in these guys. That's what they're trying to do now. As Dad said, it has nothing to do with the population being too low in the United States. We're growing significantly every year. We have literally, you know, what, 47 million people on food stamps that don't have jobs. The automation is what's killing the entire work sector. It has nothing to do with population as far as growth and people having kids. It's still growing significantly in the United States. But if the UN can come in and have all types of excuses to disarm us, like the UN's weapon treaty that has been going on for years, they're still trying to push. Now they want to push the Muslim population agenda because our population is decreasing, so they need to bring in third world country refugees that have no significant work ethic or work basis as far as what they know how to do, nor do they know how to speak English, nor do they want to integrate in society. They use that as an excuse, just like everything, Dad. This is what we're seeing over and over and over again with the mainstream media. Nothing but lies all the time.
Well, that's why CNN's ratings are so low, because they can't come up with enough lies to keep the doggone ratings up. Because nobody will watch their crap anymore, because it's nonsense. Everybody knows they're lying. Everybody about it. Like, I'm going to bring this up again. The MIT researcher said by 2025, half of the children being born in the United States will have autism. Government doesn't care. Government doesn't do anything. We put in Gutley. We want to push more vaccines. We put a guy from the lady from the CDC who wants to push more vaccines. Half of the children by 2025 will have autism. None of these people will be able to breed and have white children or even black children. And it's not going to happen because they're all going to come down with autism. I mean, by 2035, all boys will have autism, according to this one of the other MIT researchers. By 2037, all girls will have autism. What the HG double sticks are these guys doing? Do they not realize that they're destroying the country themselves? Of course, that's exactly what they know what they're doing. And remember, guys, they need vacant vessels for infusion, for these sacrifices that they do, and for possession. And I've talked about this in detail before. There's no other reason that these guys would want to have this many people with autism. It's impossible, but it will completely decimate the population growth of our country, also because autistic kids aren't going to get married. They're not going to be beneficial to the society, and they're certainly not going to be allowed to breed, I hope. But see, this is what's going on with these kids, and this is what's going on with the United States. But we sit back and we watch this medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical corporation, Rothschild-owned banking cartel, satanic group, run the planet and run it into the ditch, because this is what they want to do to every single person. By the way, speaking of what people want to do to you, Jeff Sessions wants police to take more cash from American citizens. This is a, Jeff Sessions was a horrible mistake. When he recused himself from Donald Trump's investigation to the Russians, Trump said he never would have put him in that position if he had known he was going to do that. Jeff Sessions is a disaster. He told the Justice Department plans to ensure a new directive aimed at ramping up seizure of property, especially ill-gotten gains from drug dealers. Speaking of the National District Attorneys Association's meeting in Minneapolis on July 17th, Sessions said no criminal should be able to keep the proceeds of their illegal activity. This is such, see, this is where this mess starts. We're going to take the drug people's money away, but then you're driving down the road because you want to go buy a dirt bike, and you got $4,000 in your pocket because you don't want to buy a new dirt bike because you don't want to lose 30% when you walk out the door with a dirt bike. So you got a guy who lives over in two counties over, and he basically wants to buy, sell you his dirt bike. So you're meeting him halfway. So you get a ticket on the way over, and all of a sudden they say, can we search your car? You go, well, sure, why not? I don't care. I got nothing in my car. All of a sudden, you got $4,000 in cash, and you're taking this now. But I've saved this up. I'm buying a dirt bike. We don't care. Sue us. Try to get it back. We don't care. We're taking it. This is the crap they do all the time. Okay, if you got a guy like the Medellin cartel that are running all of these cars and all of these homes and all of this gold and all of this stuff and all of this money, okay, I got it. They probably shouldn't be allowed to keep this stuff. But it doesn't stop there, Austin. When you infringe on the Constitution, it trickles all the way down to every single one of us, and it's got to be stopped. Now, this blithering idiot, Jeff Sessions, another god-awful appointment, he needs to be taken out of the doggone position that he's in and put somebody in there who's willing to be a constitutionalist and say, hey, no, wait a minute. You can't take anybody's money away until you go take them through due process. Period. You gotta prove they're wrong. You can't make them prove they're right to get their cash back. What do you think?
Oh, you're absolutely right, man. I saw that article today. I actually had it on my desk for, I was gonna talk about it next. This is what they do every time. This is how it all started with the illegal confiscation. This is how it all started with asset forfeiture from the beginning. Yes. It was, oh, these people are running drugs. We have to fight the war on drugs. And I went off on that at the beginning of the week. So you guys want to listen to that show and my whole take on the war on drugs? Listen to that. So I'm not going to go back into all that. But it's exactly how it started. Oh, you have cash on you. We assume you couldn't possibly have done anything legal to have cash saved up. You couldn't possibly do that because, listen, if you have cash, you're a felon. You're a criminal. You can't have cash. You need to have a credit card. If you have a credit card, you're okay. Cashless society is okay. You have cash. You're a criminal. We don't want you around here. We got to make sure you're not doing something illegal. So we're going to take this cash from you, and we're going to steal it from you, and you're going to have to sue us to get it back. That's how it started. Before, they said, well, if we find somebody with drugs on them, if we find them with a kilo of coke in their trunk and they have 50 grand in cash in their pockets and their glove box, we can take the money. That's how it started. That's how it all started. Well, then it turned into, well, sometimes we can't find drugs on them, but they're alleged drug dealers, so we know the money's been linked back to drugs. So when we arrest them for this or that and we find money at another residence or at their girlfriend's house or their family's house, we know the money was linked, so we seize it. Then that's how it went next. Then it went to, well, we can't always tie them together with it. We can't even prove it, and we can't even arrest them because we don't have enough evidence. but we think they could possibly at some point in time been involved in something possibly illegal, so that constitutes enough to seize the money from them, to the point now they pull you over and they just say, no, that cash, no, where'd you get that cash from? You got a receipt for that cash? Well, not have a receipt for it. I've been saving up for the last year so I can buy that dirt bike. Well, nah, we don't believe you, man. I think your car smells like marijuana. Yep, it's my opinion. Your car smells like marijuana. You're a possible drug dealer. We're taking the money now. If you fight us, we're going to arrest you for resisting arrest, battery on an LEO, and any other bogus charge we want to write you up on, and then you're going to go to jail and we're going to write you up for that, and then we're definitely going to get to keep all your money. So you either let us keep your money and you go on your way and you act like you like it and you deal with it, or you try and fight us and we're going to beat you up and we're going to arrest you for battery on an LEO and we're still going to take your money. So that's pretty much your choice. So you go, well, that really is horrible. I don't like those choices at all. Why do I even have to pick either one of those? Well, you have to pick those right now, so it's your choice. And that's what they do to people now. They do it all the time, and they get away with it. As I talked about the other day, a lot of these sheriff's departments actually rely and base their budget off asset forfeiture. They seize vehicles, and there's vehicles, they do it all the time. Vehicles, it's so out of control, it's ridiculous. I was reading one article about it. It was out in Texas, I think it was, where they actually had a sheriff's department. They had X amount of quota as far as vehicles that had to be seized every single month. They had to seize at least like 150 vehicles a month and take them to auction and sell them in order to meet their budget needs. So if they didn't hit that quota, they had to add it on to the next month's quota and seizing vehicles. And they didn't just do it with pulling you over. They said, oh, well, we basically think you're intoxicated. I'm not intoxicated. I'm not even doing a DUI test. I mean, I'll blow right now. I passed it. Well, we still think you're intoxicated. Your eyes look red and you're slurring your words. So we're basically charging you with DUI and we're seizing your vehicle. It expands so fast, guys. Once you start giving the government the power to seize your property and take it from you against your will, all under the guise of protecting the society, preventing drug dealers from having money, once you go down that line, it gets extremely blurred very fast. Asset forfeiture should never be legal under any circumstances without a full-blown conviction of a felony relating to that money. I don't even care if they bust you for something else and they say, oh, you have money on you and we're busting you for drugs and another resident. They should have to be able to prove that that money was garnished illegally from illegal drug sales before they can even touch it, period. That's my opinion on it, Dad.
Well, and it gets worse. Hillary Clinton is a stinking pedophile. She's a weirdo. She's a witch. She has defrauded hundreds of millions and billions of dollars in her foundation. We know she stole 16 states from Bernie Sanders in election frauds.
Yep.
And he's going after people driving down the road trying to buy a dirt bike. Why did he go after Hillary Clinton? Why doesn't he go put that stinking witch of Benghazi in prison? And while he's at it, why didn't he throw Obama in prison? I mean, why didn't he try to put these people in jail that have committed these giant, giant crimes rather than asset forfeiture? Ah, by the way, here's another article. Watch. This is an interesting article from the Christian Truther. It's the Baltimore cop, and he basically puts drugs and plants drugs during arrest. He turned his camera off, didn't realize it had a 30-second delay on it. Few things in life are more terrifying than an encounter with the police. Fortunately, most encounters prove to be uneventful, but leave us with nothing more than a speeding ticket or a sour mood. But nonetheless, being stopped and questioned by a cop under any circumstances can be nerve-wracking because the police have a lot of power over us. All it takes is one encounter with a really bad cop and your life can be ruined. The fact is abundantly clear after a police officer in Baltimore was recently caught planting drugs at the scene of a crime, which led to an unnamed suspect being wrongfully imprisoned for months. He has since been released. Strangely enough, what exposed the officer's crime was his own body camera. Footage shows the officer placing drugs in the trash, goes out to the street, turns on the camera, returns, but he didn't realize that he had a 30-second activation. So, guys, what's crazy about all of this stuff is anything can happen to you in a traffic stop. That's why be as respectful as you possibly can. Give them your concealed weapons permit. Give them your driver's license. Be very, very nice to them and try to avoid this kind of mess. Ugh. I'm done. Austin,
no.
You can finish the show. Guys, thank you for supporting us. Thank you for being there. Thank you for praying for us.
Thank you for being on our side. Thank you for listening to our completely, totally politically incorrect talk show. I love you guys. Thanks for getting your mobile vitamins from us and just being here. Guys, I'll be on with Hagman tomorrow night for 3 hours, and I'm sure a lot of this stuff will be recovered on Hagman. And I just want you to know that I covet your prayers. I thank you so much for all that you do for us, for Health Masters, and for my family. And thanks for listening to the show, and thanks for telling your friends about it. God bless you guys. I appreciate you. Austin, I'll write the summary.
Absolutely, bud. Yes, we appreciate it all, guys. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for the support. Thank you for buying your multiples through us. It really makes a difference with helping us fund the show. That's why I've told you guys before, and so is Dad. We're not allowing advertisement on this show. We're not allowing sponsors on the show. We don't want any caveats. We don't want any restrictions. We don't want anybody pulling strings on us and trying to get us to comply and forcing us to submit to their demands because they're giving us money for some type of advertisement clause. Not going to happen on our website. Doesn't happen on our show. That's why you guys get 57 minutes of straight news on the Ted and Austin Brower show. No breaks, no commercials, wide open. And when one of us is out of town and we got to do it by ourselves, believe me, talking for 57 minutes about 15 to 20 different articles, dude, it takes a little bit of energy to do that, especially if you don't have anybody else to bounce back and forth from. Dad's going to be leaving out of town next week, but he will be doing satellite shows with me back and forth during the week, so I should have quite a bit of feedback from him still, and I won't have to do the show by myself too much, so that should help out a lot. But yes, he'll be on the Hagman Show tomorrow night, which will be awesome. Always a lot of good topics they bring up on there, lots of good information. And again, if you guys need anything, check out the website at healthmasters.com. You can sign up for our free weekly newsletter. You can email us on there. And of course, check out the kits we have with the Hagman Blood Sugar Protocol or the Alpha Male Stack, the Healthy Immune Kit. Lots of great kits that we still have up on sale all the time. They're regularly occurring. They're just good kits. A lot of people ask us where to start with. I always tell people start with the basic healthy lifestyle kit. One of the best platforms to start with as far as a very basic but yet extremely effective protocol that works very, very good at providing your body with a lot of the key nutrients that it really needs on a regular basis. And of course, the very popular product of the week is Ultimate D3 10,000. So be sure to go check that out because that's a very, very popular product that is just a big seller for us. 10,000 IUs of naturally occurring vitamin D derived from lanolin, sheep's wool, mixed with K2 to aid in the absorption. That's on sale now this month for over 10% off. I had another article on D3 I was going to talk about today, but I didn't get a chance to touch base on it. I will definitely hit it tomorrow for you guys. It talks about the sunburn and D3 and some pretty cool stuff about it. So I'll get that tomorrow. We'll have a lot of cool stuff, as always, set up for you. So if you guys need anything, email us, healthmasters.com, or call us 1-800-726-1834. We appreciate all the support, guys. Thank you for everything you do. Thank you for listening to the show. And again, as always, thank you for supporting us with your prayers. You guys have a blessed, safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.